This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
After multiple political embarrassments, short votes, and wasted opportunities, Senate Republicans may actually achieve the impossible, killing Obamacare by turfing the individual mandate. The Senate tax plan proposes spiking the mandate that the Supreme Court ruled is a constitutional tax. Thanks, John Roberts. And although professional pearl clutchers and pathological hand-wringers worry mixing taxes and health care may be a toxic combo, they have to remember the individual mandate is, because of that ruling, a tax. And I know this is supposed to be about tax reform, which leads the frustrated chorus to shout in unison, "Why didn't you boobs think of this earlier?" Killing the individual mandate collapses Obamacare because now there's no mechanism forcing healthy people to buy expensive insurance they don't need. And you silly nitwits in Congress didn't think of this 4 months ago or 7 years ago. All it took was removing this Jenga block for the whole thing to fall apart, but it didn't occur to you, mouth-breathing simpletons, to take this one simple action? My God, you suck at your jobs. The worry is there will be more uninsured people, up to 4 million in the first year alone. That's too many people to fit in my crawl space. But in reality, it's just over 1% of the population, and most of those uninsured are foregoing coverage by choice. That's the dirty little freedom secret no one wants to whisper because it goes against the emotionalist narrative that health insurance is being cruelly ripped away from your poor, sickly, cave-dwelling, morphine-addled grandma. There are problems with this tax plan that need to be reconciled. This is not one of them. So make like Larry the Cable Guy and get her done. I'm sure there are plenty of opportunities for all of this to fall apart.
Morphine, hell, Grandma. Oh, Kennedy, you're precious. But outside of the colorful language and her ability to articulate it, it's exactly right. I mean, this whole thing was all a ruse. Remember, it wasn't going to be a tax. And yes, thank John Roberts for his decision and his intervention on behalf of one President Barack Obama. It's like you wonder, what did Barack Obama have on Roberts anyway, that this thing would continue? And they knew that this thing was heading down the wrong road, and especially if you did not win the White House again, but dare I say, where would we be had Hillary been elected when it comes to national health care? I mean, how much more mired would it have been? I mean, it was almost like we're on the fast track to bankruptcy with this whole thing. It is unsustainable. But, you know, they figured out, well, some way they were going to, you know, we would just keep, you know, adding taxes and put the burden upon 50% of Americans who pay taxes. Everybody else is getting it for free, or, you know, whatever, you know, the scenario. But there's no skin in the game for them. But for us, you know, that pay taxes still, you know, we're working overtime, just trying to keep up with business as usual, our own families, much less everybody else's family. And, you know, as Kennedy points out, some of the people could care less. You know, it's not a problem. Well, you know, because the thing is about health care, you don't need it until you need it, right? And that was the other thing that was kind of silly, the way this whole thing was set up, was that you could stay out of it until you needed it, and then you could come in and draw benefit. And that was the case that was happening with some people, is that they were out, and they'd come in, use it, and then get out. And, you know, the experiences of this whole debacle, this national health care deal, and I don't even understand how Democrats or anybody would really want to hold on to something, you know, like this. I guess unless you're like that one gal that says, look, I pay a dollar for my Obamacare and I don't want to lose that. Well, you know, there are other people, sadly, they're paying a lot more than that, and they basically just have an insurance card. That's all they have. It's a sticker. That's all it, you know, it's that one deal says. It's just a sticker. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't make you healthy. It doesn't make you leap tall buildings with a single bound. It's just a sticker. And this is what Obamacare has turned out to be. And so the individual mandate, yeah, they, well, you know, they should have had a V8 and figure this out a long time ago. Like, they didn't know that's was the driving mechanism for Obamacare? Well, you know, sometimes they're a little slow, Kennedy. It just takes them a little bit of time. I guess we just have to continue to be patient. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our mission, ladies and gentlemen. No need to keep wasting money and wasting all our resources, not to mention great talent that we have available to us along the way here as this country, tries to figure itself out. But it doesn't work that way, according to our Constitution. It's about us, we the people. We have the power, but if we don't exercise it, the elites are happy to take over, and look what they've done. They've run us into the ditch. We're $20 trillion in debt. Everything is upside down. What was good is bad, bad, good now, and welcome to modern-day America. And I know it sounds bleak, right? I'm only just a little bit cynical, and it's only because the coffee doesn't taste that good this morning, so that's why. So I'm a little cranky, but I know you understand. 7 minutes right now after the top of the hour, and Jack Schaefer joins us. Dr. Schaefer is a retired FBI special agent, currently employed as an assistant professor at Western Illinois University. He serves as a behavioral analyst assigned to FBI's National Security Behavioral Analysis Program and author with Marvin Carlins of the newly released book, The Like Switch. We're going to talk more about that. Dr. Schaefer, I mean, the kids can't get away with anything with you. I mean, you're FBI. You got all this behavioral science. I mean, what are they trying to pull over on you now?
Well, they tried a few times, but word got out that it's not very successful. So yeah. Students come into my office, they just tell me the truth.
Yeah.
And I mean, it saves them a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and it makes for shorter and more productive meetings. I mean, after all, you've been there, you've done that. Although then I'm sure you appreciate the creativity of some even still trying. I imagine you probably just tell them, okay, tell me something new. Give me something really good. Don't give me something old and overworn or anything, right?
Right. You mean you're talking about the students?
Yes, I'm talking about the students, you know.
Yeah, well, they try to get creative, and then they don't have enough life experience to get too creative, but they don't realize that I've been around long enough to realize, recognize all the ploys and manipulation they're trying.
Well, I'm just thinking, you with all your experience, you must just sit back and chuckle at it all at times when they come in, you know?
Yes, I do. It is humorous at times.
Well, I believe. Well, the like switch, this is your guide to influencing, attracting, and winning people over. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the like switch came from all my experiences as an FBI agent. I primarily worked as a counterintelligence officer. Mm-hmm. And what I did was basically I caught spies from other countries. Mm-hmm. And when we caught spies from other countries, what our goal was is to get them to work for us against their country. Or we recruited people to spy for us against their country. And I use a lot of techniques because it's difficult to get someone to basically be a traitor against their country. Mm. So I had to develop rapport. I had to use psychological principles to to convince them and influence them that they were going to make the right decision by working with the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was I took all those principles, and one day I was going to class early when I was teaching intelligence officers, and there was two students there, and they were there way early. And I said, why are you here so early? And they said, well, all the stuff that you taught is helping the previous students get dates. And I thought to myself, yeah, I guess it would.
Yeah.
And so I decided to translate that into a book with the help of Marvin.
So here you are from, you know, from going after spies. Now you're in the lovemaking business.
Well, the book has a broader appeal.
It has
certainly a lot to do with dating, but it has a lot to do with business, sales. How do you cold call somebody? How do you meet someone for their first time?
Mm-hmm.
Develop that quick rapport, and how do you know when to make the pitch?
Mm-hmm.
Because no one's going to listen to you and your pitch if you don't have good rapport with them. And people buy things and services from people they like.
Oh, without a doubt.
Got
to have that chemistry.
So it's important that everybody knows how to develop friendships with people in all areas of life, not just dating.
Well, let's rewind for just a moment here, only because you'd mentioned about, flipping, some of these spies that come in and convince them. And, of course, this country is so, mired in everything that's Russia. So how many Russians did you flip?
I did work the Russian target, but I'm not going to.
You can't tell me you'd have to kill me? Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah,
no, I just won't tell you, and I'll spare your life.
Oh, thank you. My kids, my grandkids. Thank you. So really, the life switch is the idea of connecting with people, building on those things you like. As you say in sales, and I've been in sales most of my life, if you have no chemistry, if there's no relationship there, people, if they don't like you, they're going to find a way to, if they like the product, that's one thing. But if they don't like you, they're going to buy the product from somebody else, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the basic things we teach is to quickly build rapport. These are the things that people do normally when they make friends with each other, when they build rapport with each other.
Right.
The problem now is with the technology. People are not aware of the things that they do or have to do to make friends because it's more social media and texting and emailing versus face-to-face. But one of the first things that we look at is the friend signals. When we approach one another, a long distance signal is the eyebrow flash, and that's a quick up and down movement of the eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And if we approach somebody an eyebrow flash and they reciprocate that eyebrow flash, they're telling us I'm not a threat, and we're telling them they're not a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And the brain picks up on that. And it only happens 1/64th of a second.
Wow.
And if you don't believe it, when you see people in the morning, you say, hey, how you doing? The second time you see that person, you don't have to say, hey, how you doing? What do you typically do? Your eyebrow flash, or guys do that chin jut.
Right.
That's just a friend signal to say, I'm not a threat.
Exactly.
Second friend signal. Yeah, the second friend signal is the head tilt. When we tilt our heads, we're exposing our carotid artery.
Mm-hmm.
And, that is a vital source of blood to our brain.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we're telling the person we're tilting our head to is, I'm exposing my carotid artery. I'm not afraid that you're going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of dog owners will recognize this because when the dog owners come home, the dogs typically sit there and they'll tilt their head. Or they'll roll over on their belly and expose their most vulnerable parts. And they're saying that, I trust you and you trust me. And those are just signals we send back and forth to one another.
Go ahead. Last signal, and then I'm going to go back to the first one you were talking about in just a moment. Go ahead.
Okay, the last signal is the smile. When we smile, what happens is we release endorphins in our brain, and that makes us feel good about ourselves. So when we smile at somebody and they smile back, we feel good about them and they feel good about us. So it's those three things that we do automatically that we don't realize what we do.
Yeah.
A lot of people come to me after they read the book or hear a lecture, they would say, wow, I do all those things. I just didn't realize I did them.
Exactly. Yeah, they're almost anatomic. And I was thinking of the first one, you know, in terms of an eyebrow raise. You know, if you've been loaded up with Botox, you're just going to confuse the holy what have you out of people. They're just not going to know how to follow you, right?
Yeah, because what happens if an older person wants to, you know, look young again?
Yeah,
and they're married and
they're compromising their switch. We got more. Stay with us right here with Jack Schaefer.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
They were giving a big party, and there had to be enough for all. And the next day, we had the feast to end all feasts. Oh, there was turkey, and fruits, and vegetables, and big juicy berries, and, well, you name it. There was even, right, cheese.
Bill Martinez, live.
What was this before tryptophan, Scott? I think, you know, before that came about, is that what it was? The big first Thanksgiving of all time? Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're coming at you fresh, just the way you like us, every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Jack Schaefer, Dr. Schaefer's with us, a retired FBI special agent. We're having a lot of fun talking about the like switch. He also has authored the book Psychological Narrative Analysis, A Professional Method to Detect Deception in Written and Oral Communications. You know, the doc has really broken this down and analyzed this in such a way. But, Jack, you know, the like switch, as simple as that title is something that, you know, many people, and you might even say half of humanity out there, has that like switch. I mean, it's kind of an instinctive tool. They already know, you know, they know how to work it. It's been working effectively for it. Maybe they don't define it as such, but they are aware of it, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of good communicators, especially salesmen, instinctively use these techniques that are in the book, and they don't realize they're using them. Mm-hmm. So once they read the book and they understand what the techniques are, then they can intentionally use those techniques to develop friendships. And those people who don't have the instinct can also learn the same techniques and be just as effective as good salesmen who have the instinct.
Without a doubt. Now, what are the cues that we used to use to read people, their intentions, and their perceptions? What are they telling us?
Well, one powerful tool is the lip purse. And that's just a slight outward movement of the lips. And when you see that, especially with salespeople or somebody trying to make a point, you see the outward movement of the lips, and that means that that person's already formed something negative in their head about what you just said. Mm. So in the situation with sales, if you talk about delivery or you talk about money or you talk about the cost, and what happens is as soon as you see the lip purse, you know that that is the sticking point, that they've formed a negative opinion about the cost of this product. So what the key is, you want to get that person to change their mind before they articulate it. Mm-hmm. Because once they articulate no, there's a psychological principle of consistency. If I say no, I'm not going to change. It's very difficult to change.
Right.
So as soon as you see the lip purse, you want to convince that person that it's not really expensive. Look at the benefits. Look at what you're going to achieve from this. Look at the profit you're going to make on this, although it may be a little more expensive. And then now what I'm doing is trying to convince that person that it is cost effective before they say no.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what they're thinking.
Right.
Of the lip purse.
Exactly. Wow. That's
and
good.
That's good. Yeah, I was just saying, I do that in class a lot where I'm lecturing and I see a student with a lip purse and I say, oh, so you didn't agree with what I just said. And they go like, how did you know? And my wife, especially when we want to see movies, she'll say, you pick, which is code for, you know, I already have a movie we're going to and I just want you to pick it for me.
Don't you love that?
And I go through a series of titles that are playing, and then when I see the lip purse, I go, "Well, that's not where we're going."
Yeah, right.
So
exactly. Yeah, they couldn't hold you up front. That's like, which dress do you like best? You know, and
that's a trick question.
Yeah, that one. And does this dress make me look fat? No. You know that I get caught in those traps every once in a while, and sometimes I walk into them just for fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I stay out of them.
You're a smart
I'm
man.
I'm not adventurous as you are.
Hey, we just got to have fun. All right, so we got the lip purse. What else? What other body signals are telling us things that we need to be aware of?
You have the lip bite, which is the slight biting of the lip. That means the person wants to say something, but for some reason they're reluctant.
Mm.
So if you're in a meeting or you're doing a presentation and you see somebody biting their lip, it means they want to say something, but they're a little afraid to do it. So what I typically do is recognize that and say, oh, you've got something to say. And they'll typically say, yeah, I do. And they'll say, then they're thinking, how did you know I had something to say?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of that lip bite.
And the thing the positive side is that when you're anticipating and you catch that, they go, whoa, he knows me. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, there is that connection that is reinforced, that you are very sympathetic with that individual.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And the other thing is lip compression. when you have a lip compression.
Boy, lips are telling us a lot. And again, if those lips are Botoxed up, then it's a whole other program. We got to find another body part to get these signals. But it's only
that's
the world we live in today. So anyway, lip compression. What's that telling us?
Yeah, a lip compression is when you tuck your lips in between your teeth and you bite down. And what that is, it's a more forceful way of saying I don't even want to say something because I got to lock my lips down or for fear I might say something.
Yeah.
And that's a stronger indicator that the person has something to say.
Yeah. It's kind of resistance, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, that's why all the Democrats, you know, if you watch them, their lips are telling you so much. They're biting so hard on their lips right now because they're resisting so much. And, it's a study here. This is good.
You see a lot of that, you know, especially after the last political season, you see so much of this stuff. It's amazing what you can read from people without them even saying anything.
Yeah, I bet this is fun for you to watch all this. And the fact of the matter is a lot of people, they get it. Even introverts. I mean, you know, we talked about it's not that they're devoid of this. It's just because I think it tells us instinctively. I think this is something that's built into us that we instinctively understand in terms of, you know, some body languages they've talked about before. So, Jack, how do I turn strangers into friends?
Well, the best way to do that is and this technique works 100% of the time, and that is if you make people feel good about themselves, they're going to like you.
Right.
And it's so powerful. It works all the time. But people rarely use it because of the egos. We all think the world revolves around us, and we don't pay attention to other people. So I want to make you feel good about you. So if every time I'm with you, I make you feel good about yourself, you're going to want to see me again. You're going to be around me again because you feel good.
Right.
But I have to put you as the focus and not me.
Right.
And there's several ways you can do that. I think one of the most powerful ways is the empathic statement. And all that does is take what you feel, what you think, and the words you say, you mirror them and use parallel language and then mirror them back to the person. And that tells the other person that you recognize them and you understand what they're thinking or feeling. And a good way to construct empathic statements is so you. And until you get in the habit of making the other person first. So you is a nice way to make an empathic statement. Mm. So you feel good today. Because like on the elevator at school, I see a happy student on the elevator. I go, so you had a good day. I see the happy face. Mm. I'm mirroring back, so you've had a good day. And they go, yeah, I just passed a difficult test I studied very hard for. So you feel good that you studied hard and your hard study paid off. That's another empathic statement.
Mm-hmm.
So the student then feels like, wow, he really understands me.
Mm-hmm.
He's paying attention to me, you know, and that builds good rapport.
You know, we talk about the current cultural condition that we're in, and we have what I call a spirit of invalidation, and it is running so thick and rampant that if you validate someone, that goes a long way, and it doesn't mean like you have to do anything incredibly extraordinary. You just have to do a little bit more than what's out there right now, right? So, to some degree, it's easy pickings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not difficult to make people feel good about themselves, but it is if the whole world is focused around you.
Yeah, exactly. It's near impossible, I would think, if it's so inward focused, without a doubt. But I'll tell you, the book is excellent, and and there's some additional benefits, as we suggested earlier in our conversation with Dr. Jack Schaefer. It is The Like Switch, Former FBI Agent's Guide to Influencing, Attracting, and Winning People Over. Wow, this is excellent. Jack, thank you so much for being with us and sharing these great ideas. We can go out there and make some more new friends, huh? Why not?
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Jack. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. If you've listened to the show at all, you know how important education is to me and this show. Maybe because I've had educators in my life and been privileged and honored to have some especially great educators who have been a part of my life. And I've looked over the landscape of education today. There is a lot of controversy because there seems to be a great lack in terms of what kind of return on investment we're getting. When I talk about return on investment, I don't mean in a cold, hard cash sort of way. I'm just thinking in terms of the resources and the kids that are the object of that investment. And sometimes I believe, in my humble opinion, we've lost sight of it. But I've got some real special news for you. And you may have heard of Nadia Lopez. She's the founding principal of Mudhall Bridges Academy, a model for quality education that includes a safe, nurturing, and innovative learning environment. Since being featured on Humans of New York in February of 2015, she's been invited to speak at Harvard, was invited to the White House, delivered a TED Talk on the revolution of education, and was nominated as a finalist in the Global Teacher Prize. She is the recipient of the 2015 Black Girls Rock Change Agent Award and the 2015 Barnard College Medal of Distinction awardee. Nadia Lopez, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is an honor to have you here, Nadia, and I know that you did not get into this program to get awards and to be highlighted. I can tell just from your background that it's all about the kids.
It definitely is. For me, the greatest rewards is just seeing children triumph. Despite the adversities that they've been dealt or face. And just every single day is just a blessing to be in this space and environment.
I have to imagine before, you know, founding Mott Hall Bridges Academy, you spent many, I say 3 o'clock in the morning, because sometimes that's what happens at 3 o'clock and you wake up and you go, I got to do something about this. I don't know about you, but that seems to work for me.
Yeah.
And I go, God, why can't we, can we do it another time? I mean, is there, you know, what is it about 3 o'clock? You know, I'm in the wrong time zone here, but 3 o'clock seems to work for him. So I say, okay, well, I'll just go along. But I can imagine for you, there were many early morning risings and discomfort about the current situation that you thought, okay, maybe you could do something about it.
Well, you know, I still wake up late in the evening. I don't get as much sleep as I would like to, but, you know, there is a sense of urgency in our education system that is going unnoticed. And if it is noticed, there isn't much traction happening in terms of making the changes in policies and engaging in conversations about what are really the issues that's stopping us from being the best system in the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Why Brownsville for you?
I didn't specifically choose Brownsville. The Department of Education had decided that there needed to be a school that would reflect the changing landscape of society. So I had wrote a proposal for a STEAM-focused school. And so there weren't many spaces available. And to be quite honest, I had been an assistant principal prior to becoming a principal in Brownsville, so I already knew how tough the community could be, how helpless many of the residents were. And you know, they just said, you're a perfect fit. I was not receptive to the idea. I had a lot of apprehensions. But the reality is that I was more than prepared. I was more than qualified. As an assistant principal, I realized the importance of leadership, building a culture of excellence, having high expectations, speaking greatness into a space, and really having to be selfless in the process in order to create change.
Exactly. Well, you know, tell us a little bit more about Brownsville when we talk about the challenges the community was facing. How long had it been, you know, kind of business as usual, where it was just we were doing the same thing, maybe hoping for different results, but nothing was really changing, and it was almost seeming to get worse, didn't it?
Well, you know, when I came into Brownsville, having been a native New Yorker, I'll be honest, Brownsville wasn't a place that anyone ever would say, I'm going to visit, because of how violent and tumultuous it was to come into this community. It still is violent, but I can walk down the street and not feel like someone is going to attack me. That wouldn't have happened 15, 20 years ago. You definitely would not be walking out on the streets of Brownsville if you were not from here. But for me, the constant issue that kept coming up was, how is it possible that we have a community in one of the world's most richest cities, yet these folks are marginalized, they seem to be invisible, no one seems to care, and we became guinea pigs for everything. So if it was a new piece of technology that was created that may or may not work, they were selling it to us. And because these schools are failing and these children are failing, you need to buy this product because this is going to fix it. Then you invest your money in that, and then it doesn't work, so now you have to buy something else. So you just accumulate a lot of things. And for me, technology is really great, but we can't keep using Common Core standards, 21st century, when we're not really building the skills of what children need to gain in order to be successful, which is being able to collaborate, working with each other, being able to critically analyze. So, you know, you think of children reading, they don't have access to libraries because they cannot walk into the housing developments depending on where they live, which is where the housing the libraries are embedded. And it's controlled by gangs. And we have over 35 gangs in this community. So, you know, everything starts with the school and what we teach them in order for them to be successful beyond our building.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you said something rather profound here, and I hope people understand this and they're catching this, that you say everything starts with the school and education. If we're turning out kids that are more educated and more successful, they go on to be brighter citizens, and it in a sense, the community kind of heals itself from the inside out, doesn't it? And is that what you're saying?
It does. You know, there becomes this sense of regard as to why we need to advocate for change. There becomes an understanding of the inequities that exist that creates the tremendous disparities in Brownsville. It's caused by lack of investment. So we intentionally take our scholars on community walks. Literally, we can take a train ride four stops away, and it's an entirely different place for them. And these children don't get on a train. They don't go to the Brooklyn Bridge. All of the things that tourists come here and they go out of their way to travel around the world to come to New York City. Many of my scholars don't even have the opportunity of enjoying. So I always want them to ask the questions, why is this? Why is it okay that when you go into a convenience store that the first thing you see is alcohol instead of water? Why is it okay that they don't sell the New York Times here because they don't believe that people are worth investing in and they're never going to read? If you never offer it to them, they don't have an option. You know, so we take the kids out there so that they can see there are restaurants, there are bookstores, there are libraries that are safe, and they start to come back and engage in a conversation about why there needs to be change, who needs to change it, and then through that they become this the change agents, and it forces their capabilities of wanting to go to college or wanting to get a career. But essentially, I want them to always remember, you don't have to leave your community to have a better life. You have to invest in it and be part of the solution.
Nadia, we got to go to break, so I'm going to hit pause right now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. More from Nadia Lopez, the founding principal of Mutt Hall Bridges Academy in New York. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Our conversation with Nadia Lopez, the founding principal of Mudhall Bridges Academy, a model for quality education that includes a safe, nurturing, and innovative learning environment. Since being featured on Humans of New York in February of 2015, her story has gone viral. And I think you're kind of getting an idea of why, a difference that she is making there in a community that could be like Nadia, like many communities across this country of ours, right?
Yes, definitely. For the most part, any community... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
You know, just in terms of any community where there is... there are low socioeconomic people who live in poverty, if there's high crime, anything of that nature, you will find that that exists throughout the United States. Brownsville just happens to be the number one place in New York City that has the lowest statistics when it comes to graduation, but the highest statistics when it comes to crime.
Well, you have come against the odds. I say you. You have led the charge. It always starts with one person who has the vision and the passion to see it through. And it takes time to attract other believers who can come alongside and believe in the dream and vision. It wasn't like it was a ready-made deal. Nadia Lopez falls in out of the sky and everything starts coming
right.
together. You've got to build a network, a team of believers, including the students and the parents as well, as it sounds good. You know, somebody has a vision and they see things different and what if and all that. But when you're used to what is, sometimes the difference between what is and what if is very uncomfortable and can be very painful.
It definitely can be. And a lot of it results in compromising myself, but also at the sacrifice of my family. So, you know, I've been a firm believer that the work speaks for itself more than you can say. And the respect that I've garnered from my staff and my scholars really is because I'm here to do the work. I stay long hours. I'm always present. I'm in classrooms. I'm at events. I'm walking to houses to talk to parents who can't make it to the school. But there is a sacrifice when it comes to work-life balance. And so, you know, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and for the most part, I thank God for the support that I receive from my family and friends that have been able to be there for her, serving as mentors, or, you know, just being big brother, big sister to make sure she stays on the right path, you know, because to teenagers today, you know, they have so much access to social media. While I'm sitting here in my building taking care of 200 children, you know, not paying attention to my own can also be detrimental. So it is often not seen. People think that, you know, teachers, principals, you know, you have it easy, you have summers off. Well, that's not the case. Principals work all year round. I get 14 days of vacation time. And the reality is that I'm so committed to the work and always having to think about what's next. Out of those 14 days, I may take 7 days off. The rest of the time, I'm in the office. I could be on vacation and I still have a laptop. I'm still doing the work because we're in such an urgent situation of which nothing will change if we don't get up and do it ourselves.
Well, Nadia, I'm due to come to New York in about 4 or 5 weeks, and you said something that was quite challenging. I often come to New York, to Manhattan because of Christmas, and I love the energy. I love the spirit of Christmas there in New York, but I've got to make a point. I've got to come and see you because you've challenged
me
by saying a lot of tourists come, you know, to tour the main aspects and the nice aspects of New York. But I'd love to come in and meet you face to face and to see what's happening there, you know, because I got to tell you, your story really encourages me. As you heard me say when we first started talking, I have a passion for education. I love educators. I love especially people like yourself that put it all on the line. I mean, you've put your family on the line, you know, which is pretty risky. As you say, you have a 16-year-old daughter, and thank God for the people who have come alongside and, you know, kind of filled in the gap as you go and attend to 200-plus kids and families. And it's not just the kids. As you say, it's the family. It's the community. It's all involving. I mean, to the point that you say you may get a couple of weeks off, but I know how it works. You know, there's really no such time as time off because you're constantly thinking and coming up with creative ideas and evaluating past experiences. Nadia, I noticed that with the program, many of the programs and initiatives that you started at MHBA focuses on motivating young male scholars. Why? Mm-hmm. Why was that?
The reason why I did that is because, you know, a few years ago, with so much focus on social media and stories coming out about young black males being killed, there was a lot of coverage on that, but there was no, what do we do next in terms of a community?
Yes.
How do we heal? How do we utilize this as an opportunity to empower and engage in dialogue that will, you know, allow our children to know that we hear them, we know that they're watching, but, you know, despite what you see, you're still valuable in this world. And so I kept asking the question, and we used to do My Brother's Keeper before President Obama had come out with the idea, but the reality is no one was coming. Like, the fear, I guess, of hearing My Brother's Keeper made people think that I wanted them to commit or overcommit themselves. So I sat in my office. It was after the verdict of George Zimmerman. There was a one-year-old antique chemist that was shot around the corner because his father was in gangs. And there was just a lot of racial profiling that was happening on the streets. And I cannot even conceptualize how these children felt like they mattered. So I was sitting with my team, and I said, how do they know they matter? Like, when they get home, do their parents even remind them, or is it just that they made it home safely and you should know that you matter? And then in that instant, I said, you know what? I want to create a program that's called I Matter. I want us to engage in conversations where we bring people in to have conversations. They need to become mentors. And if they see themselves in those gentlemen who come in and they're surrounded by their peers who, for many of them, are no longer friends because they are in gangs and they're on opposing sides, we have to bridge the gap. And once we did that, we had 200, 250, 300 young men participating. So we do this every year. We have five sessions throughout the year to convene them, because I don't believe in just having one event. I think it needs to be a process to change mindset.
Exactly. Right. No, you're exactly right. I tell people, I've told my kids for many years, life is a process. You got to crawl before you walk, before you run. And that's what you're doing here with this program. I mean, here it is, you know, with different programs. You know, what do we do to affect the difference? We know that what we have is not what we want. So what, first of all, what does the difference look like and how do we get there, right?
Yes, exactly. And that requires, again, even us as adults to have conversations, but incorporate the voices of our youth. We tend to make decisions because we think that's what's best, but they're different. They're dealing with a different expectation when it comes to society. Social media has changed the game a lot. The media in general, whose voice is heard and whose isn't, it becomes a daunting task to figure out what's real and what's fake. And so, you know, at the crux of what is required to create change and to move forward, there has to be authenticity. There has to be a value in communicating with one another, and really going back to building community. That's something that's really, really important.
Well, your book, The Bridge to Brilliance, How One Woman and One Community Are Inspiring the World, and definitely that is the case. And Nadia, I cannot thank you enough for coming on Bill Martinez Live and telling your story. There is so much more to this. Certainly the book is a part of the story. The story continues to be written because, Nadia, I can tell there are many, many chapters that lie ahead, and some good chapters for not only, you know, for the school, for Mott Hall Bridges Academy, but for the community, and even as an example to other communities that, you know, could be following your lead.
Well, I hope that people understand that my story is not just about me. It's about my scholars, about a community. It's about an investment that's made beyond the school building. And this is all possible. Nothing in here requires money. It just requires faith, love, and commitment. And I think that we're all capable of giving that and believing in that.
You know, taking advantage of the natural resources that are right in front of us. Nadia Lopez, again, thank you so much. The book is available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
Yes, it is, online and at your local bookstore.
And it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Nadia Lopez, I mean it too. I'm going to see you in New York. We'll have
to
make arrangements. I'm due to be there. Okay? You got it. We'll get on each other's calendar. You take care.
Excellent. Thank you, Phil.
All right. Thank you.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.